经哈，然后我们一起来祷告。
Let's look at a verse and then we will kneel down to pray.
请看路加福音的第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
好，路加福音的第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
十四节
，verse 14，
路加第九章十四节
，Luke chapter 9 verse 14。
那时人数约有五千，耶稣对门徒说：“叫他们一排一排的坐下，每排约有五十个人。”十六节
，verse 16，
耶稣拿着这个五个饼两条鱼，望天祝福，擘开递给门徒，摆在众人面前。十七节
，verse 17，
他们就吃饱了。并且把剩下的零碎收起来，装满十二个篮子。我们再看二十八节。
Let's look also to verse 28.
说了这个话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各，上山去祷告。二十九节。
Verse 29.
正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。三十节。
Verse 30.
忽然有摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话。他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事情。三十二节，彼得和他的同伴都打盹，既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站的那两个人。彼得对三十三节
，33，
彼得对耶稣说：“夫子，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”在路加福音第九章里面，我们看到耶稣行了两个神迹。
In Luke chapter 9, we see that Jesus had performed two miracles.
所谓神迹就是人做不到，但是他做出来的。
The definition of miracles is that something that man cannot do, but is done.
那第一个神迹就是变饼给五千个人吃。
And the first miracle is in this miracle of the five loaves of bread and two fish.
那第二个神迹是变貌给三个人看。
And the second miracle is his transfiguration to the three people.
这两个都是神迹。
And both are considered as miracles.
也都是神的恩典。
And they are both the grace of God.
现在我们来看看这个对我们是什么意思。
And so let's look at this and reflect upon ourselves to what does this apply to us.
这五千个人听主耶稣讲道理。
These 5,000 people listen to the word of Jesus.
他们到天黑已经肚子饿了。
And it came to the evening, and their stomach was hungry.
主耶稣怜悯众人。
And so Jesus had this compassion to the multitude.
不但讲道理给他们听。
Not only did he say the words of God to them.
主耶稣要变饼给他们吃。
But God, Jesus will also provide food for them to eat.
所以一个一个都吃饱了。
So each one of them were filled and satisfied.
用五个饼两条鱼。
Using five loaves of bread and two fish.
这是不可能的。
And this is impossible.
但是在神凡事都能。
But with God, everything is possible.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
能够叫没有变成有。
He can change from nothing to everything.
能够叫弯曲的变直。
He can change from that is crooked to a straight path.
能够叫死人复活。
And he can raise the dead to life.
所以五千个人吃了耶稣变的饼。
So 5,000 people ate this bread that Jesus has given them.
这是物质的满足。
And this is the material satisfaction.
这个是肉体的恩典。
This is the physical blessing.
今天我们感谢神，在真耶稣教会有神的同在。
So today we thank God that in the Jesus Church of God that he is abiding with us.
所以差不多真耶稣教每一个信徒都有体验。
So almost every believer in Jesus Church have this experience of God.
每一个人都有见证。
Then everyone have their own testimony.
这是真耶稣教会很大的特色。
And this is a great distinction of Jesus Church from others.
我们不只风闻有神。
Not only do we have, not that we just listen.
而且我们亲自摸到了神。
But that we, not only do we just listen to God, but we also see God.
95年我们到中国大陆去访问。
And 95 we went to China to visit.
第一站到福州。
And the first stop was 福建。福州。
福州。我们非常的感动。
And I was deeply moved.
因为第一次到中国大陆访问。
Because it was my first time to mainland China to evangelize.
听他们讲很多的见证。
And I also heard from the believers many of their testimonies.
那开始就拿笔一直写。
And then I take out my pen to write them down.
第一天我发现写不完。
And the first day, after the first day, I discovered I cannot finish writing.
太多了。
There was too many testimonies.
什么见证都有。
There are so many different kinds of testimonies.
所以中国大陆的教会圣工非常兴旺。
So we can see the holy work in mainland China is definitely very, is growing and prosperous.
到处充满神的恩典。
And they constantly harvest the grace of God.
福音在传开，好像火在吹一样。
And the gospel has been preached like the fire spreading.
火加上风是没有人挡得住的。
And that fire with the help of wind, no one can help. Can stop it.
都是代表圣灵。
And the fire and the wind all resembles Holy Spirit.
对，圣灵在做工啊，没有人挡得住的。
So when the Holy Spirit is working, no one can quench the Holy Spirit.
但是这个吃过饼这五千个人。
But then we see here these people, 5,000 people who ate the bread and the fish.
也就在物质上体验到神恩典的人。
That in the material sense, they have tasted the grace of God.
似乎他们的信仰有一些缺点。
And of course, but in their faith, they are still in lack.
好，请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
24节。
Verse 24.
众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。这里说啊，他们吃完饼之后
，Here it says that after they had partaken the bread，
非常认真在找耶稣
，and they were zealously looking for Jesus，
因为有饼可以吃
，because there are food to eat，
他们感觉到主能力很大
，they feel that there is great power with Jesus，
所以耶稣还没有到，他们已经先跑到那里去等耶稣
，because before Jesus even arrived， they already was waiting for him，
他们希望能够得到更多的饼吃
，they were hoping that they can eat more bread，
从主耶稣得到更多物质上的恩典
，from Jesus they can obtain more physical blessing，
啊，但是主耶稣怎么说
？But what did Jesus say？
请看25节。
Let's turn to Let's look at verse 25。
既在海那边找着了，就对他说：“拉比是几时来到这里呢？”26节。
Verse 26。
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。”27节。
Verse 27。
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。这里主耶稣就指出他们心里还一个很严重的缺点。
Here Jesus mentioned to them what they lack in their faith，
就是他们不懂得为着更有价值的在追求。
That they have failed to understand to pursue something that never perish。
所以主耶稣说：“你来跟从我是为着因为吃饼得饱。
”And so Jesus said to them that you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate up the loaves and were filled。
是为着那个会坏的食物来劳力。
That you labor for the food that perish。
每一个人得到什么恩典？当然希望得到更多。
Of course, when everyone received the grace of God, they hope to receive even more.
但是这个物质上肉体的恩典有它一定限定的价值。
But of course, there is a limited value in this physical grace.
你生病好了，身体好了。
When you have illness, God healed you.
但是有一天你还是会再病。
But of course, one day you may again have this illness.
你死里复活，有一天你还是会死。
That you resurrected from death, but one day you will again die.
你找到工作，有一天可能你还会再失业。
That you found a job and a career, but one day you may be fired and you may have no job.
但是有一天死了，这一切物质的恩典都没有用的。
But one day you pass away and you discover that you no longer have any of these physical blessing with you.
所以对这些吃饼得饱、这些跟从耶稣的人，主耶稣指一个更有价值的追求。
And so to these people who ate the bread, the physical blessing from Christ,He mentioned to him a more important teaching.
27节
Verse 27.
要存到那永生的食物劳力。
That to labor for the food which endures to everlasting life.
有永生价值那个食物才值得劳力。
It's the life that contains that everlasting life. That is something we need to pursue.
那他们听了就很羡慕啊，这个是永生的食物。
And then they listen and they become to a mind and say, what is this eternal life?
34节
Let's look at 34.
他们说主啊，常将这个粮食给我们。
And then say, Lord, give us this bread always.
那35节。
And 35节。
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
And Jesus said to him, I am the bread of life.
所以主耶稣说，为那个永生的食物劳力，那个永生的食物是什么？
And so what is that to labor for the food which never perish?
主耶稣到最后讲，我就是生命。
And Jesus concluded that I am the bread of life.
那永生的食物就是主耶稣本身。
And so this everlasting bread of life is Jesus Christ.
他才是最有最价值，值得我们去追求的。
He is of most value, and He is the one we should pursue after.
神的恩典并不等于神。
The grace of God does not equal to God.
神的恩典是他给我们在物质上 在精神上的一种恩典。
The grace of God is something He gives you in a material sense so that you may be happy.
但是这会消失。
But this is not permanent.
主耶稣本身
But Jesus Himself
他是最值得追求的。
He is one that is of greatest value.
所以当我们一直在追求神的恩典
So when we turn to pursue after the grace of God,
我要注意主耶稣所告诉我们的。
We must take note of what Jesus said.
要追求那永生的食物。
That we pursue after this bread of life.
就是主耶稣本身。
And that is Christ Himself.
那个才是真的我们心灵的满足。
And that is one that will satisfy our inner heart.
耶稣是什么？
What is Jesus?
他就是道成肉身。
Because He is one that is manifested in flesh.
他就是道。
He is word that came to flesh.
追求神才是最有价值的。
So one that pursue God is of greatest value.
神就是道。
Jesus is the word.
神就是灵。
That God is the spirit.
神就是爱。
That God is love.
所以这三个更值得追求。
And so these three things are of the greatest thing that we should pursue after.
我在中国大陆常常听到这个三自爱国会在评论我们教会。
When I was in China, I hear the people rebuking our church.
他说真耶稣教会层次太低层次水准、
And he said that True Jesus Church have a too low of a standard
我一直在想到底他讲这个有什么道理
But then I think to myself What does it mean and why does he say this
这有两个意思
And this have two meanings
第一个
One
因为真耶稣教会信主一般都是贩夫走卒没有社会的名流
Because most of the members in True Church They do not have this high positionin the world
啊，律师的、医生的这些教授啊
，doctors, lawyers, the professors，
所以他们觉得层次很低。
So they say that our standards are low。
那第二个可能
，and the second possibility，
因为信徒得到很多神的恩典
，because the believers have attained many grace from God。
人富我瞎子看见瘸腿走路
，that the blind see, the deaf hear, and that the dead was resurrected to life。
所以他们在见证，都在见证这些神的恩典。
And so when they say testimony, they all testimony such grace。
但是对他们来讲，这一些神迹是次要的，最重要是道理。
But to them, that most importantly, they is supposed to be the teaching。
所以他一直听信徒一直在见证神的恩典，没有在讲道，他就觉得层次太低。
So to them, they say that all your believers say is about the testimony of God and do not say about the word of God. Therefore, there is no low standard。
我想很可能是他对我们教会还不够了解。
I believe that he probably do not have not even a full understanding of our church。
因为启示的真理是在真教会里面。
Because the true revelation of the true church is in this church。
那这也给我们一个提醒。
And this also reminds us。
我们要再进一步去追求道理的进步
That we must continually progress and to pursue a spiritual growth
对神的认识
To have pursue after recognition of God
那我们就深深被神所吸引
And that we ourselves will then be deeply attracted to God
因为一个人如果头脑再发达之后
Because when one's mind became too highly advanced and educated
你会发现去了解很多的奥秘这是一种满足
And then you discover to understand this mystery is actually quite satisfying
那里的很多的科学家他生活很简单、啊、
So you see that many scientists and many intellectuals that their life is actually quite simple
但是他在研究他有所发现那就是他的满足
But then when he's close to study and to discover new things that is his satisfaction
他不需要豪华的车子豪华的房子他很满足
They do not need a mansion They do not need a luxurious car They are already satisfied in their heart
发现本身就是满足
Because to discover itself is a satisfaction
但是这是发现神所创造的定理跟定律
But this is to discover the plan of God and the will of God.
但神本身一个最大的奥秘。
But God Himself is the greatest mystery.
所以如果我们常常去研究道理。
So if we constantly pursue after the word of God.
你对神有更深刻的了解。
And to have a deeper understanding of God.
你会发现坐在那里研究圣经是极大的满足。
And then you discover that to sit there and to say the words of God is of great satisfaction.
那这个就是更有价值的追求。
And this is of course of a greater, pursue.
所以主耶稣说啊，要为那永生的食物劳力。
And that's why Jesus said we must labor for the food which never perish.
所以这些吃过饼的，主耶稣指引他们一个更大的追求，就是永生的食物。
And so to these people who are eat the bread, Jesus said you must pursue after that bread of eternal life.
第二个缺点。
The second.
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
六十六节
，verse 66，
说从此以后，他有门徒多有退去的，不再和他同行。啊，六十七节
，verse 67，
耶稣就 对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？六十八节
68.
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？我们还记得刚刚主耶稣变饼的时候几个人吃。
We remember how many people when Jesus broke the bread, how many people were there to eat?
5,000人吃。
5,000 people were there to eat.
无论主耶稣走到哪里，
wherever Jesus went,
他们都跟到那里。
They followed Jesus.
那是多么的热心啊。
How zealous and fervent they
are. 现在主耶稣开始讲道。
But now Jesus said, preach a sermon.
你们要吃我的肉，你们要喝我的血。
And then Jesus preached to them, you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood.
那犹太人这太困难了。
And to the Jews, it was too deep of a concept to comprehend.
结果就一个一个就溜走了。
To accept, and so they one by one departed.
不是五千个人得到神的恩典吗？
Was not there 5,000 people who received the grace of God?
现在在哪里啊？
And now where are they?
全部都不见了。
They all have disappeared.
可见吃饼并不等于信仰有根基。
So to eat this bread does not mean that his faith is deeply rooted.
得到神的恩典并不等于信仰是稳固的。
So to receive the grace of God is not evident that his faith is of great foundation.
我们本身也
strong foundation.
看过在真耶稣教会体验很多神的恩典，到最后离开了。
We have seen the
去了不是很多。
We have seen a few incidents that those have received much grace in this church, but later on have departed from the truth.
不管如何
，no matter what，
一个人离开真耶稣教，表示他道理没有根基。
When one departs from the church, it means that his faith was not rooted.
不管他体验再多的恩典
，no matter how much experience and how much grace he has obtained，
对救赎的道理不懂，才会离开真耶稣教。
Because he have fail to fully understand the salvation, that is why he departed from the church in the first place.
因此主耶稣就要问这十二个门徒。
And so Jesus asked his 12 disciples,
说大家走，为什么你不走？
Everyone has departed from me, why haven't you?
我们发现他跟从耶稣有更深的一层理由。
But then we see that they have a better, deeper understanding and reasoning.
你有永生之道。
He said, but Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
我们是为着得到永生。
It's because we want to obtain eternal life.
那你有通往永生那一条那个道。
And because you have the words that leads to eternal life.
所以因为这个我们跟从你。
And because of this, we follow you.
这十二个门徒是有根基的。
And so we can see here that the 12 disciples have this foundation.
因此我们信仰的根基是建筑在神的话语上。
So a foundation of our faith is dependent on the words of God.
所以主耶稣说，
So that's why Jesus said,
你如果听见我的话，你去行的，就好像房子盖在磐石上。
That if you listen to my word and you go and do it, then it is like a builder who built his house upon the rock.
就是很稳固的意思。
It means that his house is very stable.
听见神的话又去行。
Listen to the words of God and go and do it.
就是信仰有根基。
And that means that this faith is deeply rooted.
所以得到神的恩典这是很好。
And so to receive the grace from God, it is indeed very good.
但是这好像那个吃正餐的一个 appetizer, 在引导你去追求一个更值得追求的。
But this is like an appetizer to lead you in something greater.
就是神本身。
And that is God himself.
就是道。
That is word.
我们还讲过主耶稣传道的时候发生的神迹。
And we see that the miracles that Jesus had performed.
十个人长大麻风来。
That 10 people received leprosy and they came to Jesus.
来求主耶稣医治。
They asked Jesus to heal them.
但是等医治完以后。
But after they were healed,
9个都离开了。
And 9 departed.
只有一个回来归荣耀给神。
Only one came back and gave glory to God.
所以得神的恩典是好的。
So of course it's good to receive grace from God.
但是如果信仰要稳固。
But for our faith to be deeply rooted,
对我们所信的神要认识。
That we must have a further understanding, a deep recognition, of God.
对我们所信的主要认识。
That we must understand this God whom we believe.
对我们所加入的真教会要认识。
And to understand this church that we have entered.
所以第一个神迹主耶稣行的就是变饼。
And so the first miracle Jesus performed was to break the bread.
这是好的但不是最好的。
This is good, but it's not the best.
但是有五千个人吃过便便。
But there are 5,000 who partakes of this bread.
我们再回来看路加福音第九章。
Let's go back to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
28节。
Verse 28.
说耶稣带着彼得雅各约翰上山去祷告。
Now he took Peter, John and James and went up to the mountain to pray.
正祷告的时候他就面貌改变，衣服洁白放光。
And then when he prayed, his appearance was altered and his robe became white.
变貌山上的耶稣。
And this is the Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration.
是在灵界里面把神的荣耀显现的耶稣。
That in the spirit this Jesus has revealed the glory of God.
当摩西上到西乃山上。
When Moses went up to Mount Sinai.
面对面跟神讲话的时候。
And when he was talking God to God, face to face.
那个时候他离开王宫那个牺牲已经算不了什么。
That time he thinks back, if he thinks back to his departure from the great palace in Egypt, it is of nothing anymore.
因为他观看神。
Because he has focused himself in God.
他看到神的荣美。
Because he has seen the glory of God.
他跟神讲话。
He has talked to God.
那一种满足不是王宫里面能够找得到。
And that kind of satisfaction, that fulfillment can never be satisfied within the palace of Egypt.
一个人如果灵性没有更亲近神。
So if a person's spirituality have not a deeper understanding with God.
真的在灵里面感受到神里面的满足。
That in the spirit he have never come to a deep satisfaction with God.
有时候我们做圣工牺牲太大，你回到家里会开始埋怨，有时候发脾气。
Actually, sometimes we do holy work a lot, and then sometimes we find ourselves becoming more frustrated and we complain.
如果一个人真的对神那种满足真的有去体验到
，But if one truly experienced this satisfaction in doing the work for God,
那个满足就是天国的满足。
And that satisfaction is the satisfaction in the kingdom of heaven.
你看保罗被提到第三层天
，You look at Paul who is lifted into the third heaven.
他知道那个就是他死后要去的地方。
He knows that is the place where he will go after he dies.
他说那是好得无比的。
And he said, how great and precious that place is.
那如果要做一个选择
，And it's to make a choice.
我希望现在离开世界。
He said, I'd rather depart and die now.
回到那里跟主耶稣同在。
To return to that heavenly home with the Father.
保罗在写腓立比书，他已经被下到监牢里面。
When Paul was writing the letter, he was already in prison.
他说如果要选择，我死了也很好。
If you give me a choice, I'd rather pick this one.
但是如果神要让我活着。
But if God would like me to live on,
是因为他有工作要做。
It's because there's still work for me to do.
让众信徒在信仰上又长进又喜乐。
So that the believers, the members, can also grow in their faith and be established.
因此保罗因为体验到了灵界里面的满足。
So because Paul has experienced this spiritual satisfaction.
他觉得世间的痛苦是自暂又自轻的。
He has experienced that everything in this world, the material things are all temporary.
他不但会觉得说为神受苦是很委屈，他不会这样感觉。
He has no longer feel the laborsome work and the undoing God's work.
他反而觉得说，我能够比别人多受苦主，这是神给我的恩典。
And he said, this is indeed a grace if I can suffer more for Christ.
因为他真的跟神很靠近，他已经体验到天国的滋味。
Because he is so close to God, he has experienced this heavenly kingdom.
那神给你有机会来为他牺牲，这个是神在天上要给你恩典的一个机会。
And so if God wants you to have a chance to sacrifice for him, this is actually indeed a grace from heaven.
所以这个遍冒山上的体验对这个三个门徒很大的震撼。
And so this event in this mountain of transfiguration indeed impacted the three disciples.
你看彼得在彼得前后书的时候
，You see Peter when he writes First and Second Peter.
那个时候他年纪已经很大。
At that time his age is of old age.
但是他回想遍冒山上那个体验
，But then he reflects back to his life when he saw the mountain of transfiguration.
从天上的声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
”And that time when he heard the voice that this is my son.Whom I have loved.
那个声音一直震撼在彼得的心里面几十年。
And that voice continued to impact his heart throughout his ministry.
所以他要离开世界的时候，我离开帐篷的时候快到了。
So before he departed from the world, he said, I am about to depart from this worldly tent.
他不但没有害怕，他觉得这个是好的。
He was not fearful, indeed he felt good.
所以他不断地叮咛下一代的人。
And so he continued to encourage the next generation.
你们要追求啊。
You must pursue.
要追求跟神的性情有份。
You must pursue that you have part with Jesus Christ.
追求在灵性上富足。
That you have pursued that you have satisfaction in the spiritual life.
因为在遍冒山上，他已经在体验到神国的美好。
Because he in the mountain of transfiguration, he had already tasted this heavenly joy.
但是遍冒山上那个满足只有三个人。
But of course, only at that mountain of transfiguration, there are only three that tasted such experience.
所以今天我们差不多每一个信徒都有很好的见证。
So of course, today every member had many good testimony.
我们要感谢神。
We have to thank God.
但是
but.
在五千人当中
，in among the 5,000 people，
能够找得到遍冒山那一种体验的大概很少。
There are the few that actually can have similar experience as that in the mountain of transfiguration。
就是在神能够体验到神住在我里面，我住在神里面，我跟神是合一的。
That to experience that I dwell in God, God dwell in me, and I am with Him。
能够在地上体验到天国的滋味那一种不多。
That on this earth you can experience the heaven, and that experience。Is very few.
但是这是我们要追求的。
But this is something we need to pursue.
吃饼五千的人都逃掉了。
There are 5,000 people who ate the loaves of bread and fish, and they departed.
我们还希望他能够为主耶稣牺牲什么吗？
What can you expect from them to sacrifice more for Christ?
一点点困难他跑掉了。
That just little trouble and they departed.
但是遍冒三丈这三个人。
But these three people who have experienced and have seen with their eyes the event in the mountain of transfiguration.
体验到灵界真正满足这三个人。
They have these three people who have experienced a spiritual experience.
我们看一直看看到年老。
And then we see throughout their life.
没有一个人是寿终正寝的。
That to the point of their death that they continue to walk with God.
每一个人都是死于非命。
That every one of them died a martyr for Christ.
彼得主耶稣告诉他。
Peter, Jesus said to him,
年纪大的时候人要绑起来带到你不愿意去的地方。
That when you are old, of old age, that mean people will bound you in chains and you will go where you don't want to go.
他没有放弃他的信仰。
And he never let go of his faith.
他殉道。
He continued to evangelize.
约翰。
John,
在年纪很大的时候
at his old age,
不是想天伦之乐
he did not pursue after luxury or luxurious life.
他被放逐到达摩海岛。我们海岛里面。
And he went to the sea.
在那里只有风声海声。
And there was the sea and the wilderness, and only there was only the wind.
以后就死在那里。
And he died there.
所以这三个人的信仰变成非常有力量。
And so you can see in this their life, these three lives, that they have indeed very powerful lives.
因为他体验到灵界的美好。
Because they have indeed tasted of that, of the spiritual
thing. 所以今天我们的信仰要从吃饼在追求进到看到主的面貌。
So likewise today we must change our faith from one that just does merely eat the bread to one that truly experienced the spiritual fulfillment.
我们的信仰就更上一层楼了。
And then our spirituality will go up to the next level.
他们三个人到山上去。
Three of them went up to the mountain.
山上就是远离城市的地方。
A mountain is a place that is far away from the city, from the world.
所以山上人能够专心依靠来亲近神。
That on the mountain one can come and draw himself closer to God.
所以教会就是属灵的山。
So church is the spiritual mountain.
比如说我们在家里面祷告不容易专心。
So sometimes we discover in how in the, at home that it's hard for us to concentrate in our prayer.
来到教会就容易专心。
And then for us, when we come to church, it's actually easier for us to pray.
所以来到山上教会就是爬到山上去。
And so to come to church is to climb this mountain.
那在这个山上祷告。
And to pray on this mountain.
因此这个教会，我们来到教会常常花时间祷告。
And so when we come to church, we must spend much time into prayer.
在祷告当中来靠近神。
That in prayer we find ourselves draw near to God.
那彼得看到耶稣变貌，他说我们在这里真好。
And so when Peter see that Jesus altered his appearance, he said how wonderful it is for us to be here.
他希望永远能够住下来。
He wished that he can forever be at that place.
因为神的国在那里实现了。
Because the kingdom of heaven has been revealed at that place.
所以今天如果神降临在我们心里面，那个地方就是神的国。
So today if Jesus comes, if God comes to our heart, that is the heavenly kingdom.
你就会觉得我们在这里真好。
And then you will say that how wonderful it is for us to be here.
因为主住在我里面。
Because the Lord lives within us.
所以我们的追求要从物质上肉体上的恩典再进一步的追求，追求神本身。
So we must transform one of our faith that experienced only the physical grace to one that truly touched God.
见到神的满足。
To see himself, to see God and to truly experience
灵交的满足。
And to find the satisfaction in the Spirit.
那我们信仰会更有力量。
And then we'll find that our faith will become even stronger.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So now we would like to pray.
还没有得圣灵要求圣灵。
And so those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit and would like to ask, pursue for the Holy Spirit.
已经得圣灵了，我们要在灵里面再追求，更靠近神。
And those who have received the Holy Spirit, we must take another step forward to pursue for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
好像从西乃山从山下爬到山中。
So from like this Mount Sinai, from mountain at the bottom of the mountain to the middle of the mountain.
从山中呢进到云里面。
And from the mountain, middle of the mountain, up to the peak.
站在神面前跟神讲话。
To stand in front of God to converse with them face to face.
那一种程度跟神已经非常亲
近。And that kind of level is a deep closeness with God.
这是我们要追求。
And this is something indeed we must pursue.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
And so now we would like to pray.
好，凡是要求圣灵的，请我们到前面来。
So those who would like to pursue for the Holy Spirit, please come forward and pray.
希望帮助按手祷告，我们到前面来。
And we help you pray and help all of you pray.
那教会的圣职人会帮助我们祷告。
And the holy worker of the church will also help us pray.